Tell me about yourself now. I mean, you're living at home with a mother, aren't you? I mean, she looks after you, washes your socks, irons your underpants and things like that.
Everything. I don't have to do anything, you know. It's fantastic, really, because you wouldn't be able to cope if there was nobody there, you know, because we'd be going around with a maggoty shirt. I always like to change the old gear, you know, every day. I'm a fierce man for wearing jeans, you know. They're always up around me arse.
Well, what that is your idea of an ideal woman? I mean, after 5 years now, being the Bachelor of the Year in 1980.
Well, there's so many beautiful looking women going around this town. It's hard to choose, especially Dublin boys. They're absolutely fantastic. And usually they're more pretty, you know. And well, the country women are the same, like, you know. But as it goes, I'd rather go for an Irish woman than, you know, people say the Spanish are lovely and brown and all this crack, you know. But Dublin board or the country board will do me, you know. Somebody around 17 or 18.
Right. And what sort of approach would you use now, I mean, given your experience over the past couple of years?
The usual tactics, you know. But it's not...
Like what, though?
I'm just saying, there's an attractive-looking woman there. Your trousers are absolutely beautiful or something like that. Something to that effect, you know. Praise them and then tell them what you think of them. But things are not as good as they were 5 years ago. Now, you take 5 years ago, it was fantastic going into the city in Dublin. There was all sorts of clubs and all, but it's got to a stage now that you'd be fighting each other, you know, to get into a taxi in 1980. It's got to this stage now that the taxi drivers are fighting each other for you to get into their taxi. That's how things has gone now in the city.
And tell me something, how many women would you say over the past 5 years now that you've encountered, that maybe you've had relations with, if you want to put it that way?
I'd say about 20. Well, it took out more, you know, but you don't really take out a woman, you just take her out, you know what I mean? It's just only through friendship, more than anything else. And most of the women that I do take out, like, you know, they put their hand in their pocket and it's round for round. Like, it's not like years ago when you get some board day, you know, and she'd never put her hand in her purse. But seemingly the women are changing an awful lot. It's like when you go into a pub with a crowd of blokes, the women are buying as well as the blokes now, which is only fair, because they were looking for equal rights, so they should have equal rights in the bar as well.